You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
So on the 16th of October, we're going to be having a collective of Black Rhymes poets performing at the New South Wales Art Gallery for Art After Hours. So we've got some really amazing, exciting stuff in the mix for that coming up.
Wow. And you had at the time just up and rising spoken word artists and poets.
How
are they going a few years down the track?
It's been really amazing and encouraging to see some of that confidence building. So looking at a few of the artists that we had at our first event, you know, we've got Lorna Munro, who's now in the process of preparing, you know, she's been looking at grants and opportunities for her first collection, which I'm really excited for. So hopefully she'll be working on that next year. She's running the Survival Guide podcast now, so she's got her own radio show and everything. Elizabeth Jarrett, who I think it was her first time ever performing her poetry at an event. She's now been performing her work and she's published it in a number of places over the years, which is really fantastic. She's done a lot of work with the Word in Hand Poetry Night and with the Unspoken Words Festival, which is amazing. And we're bringing some new people into the mix now. So Luke Patterson, he's a Gamilaroi poet who's recently moved to Sydney, and we just think he's amazing. He's just the deadliest. So he'll be performing with us for the first time at Art After Hours. It's been going really well, and, you know, we've had quite a few events now, and so we're just hoping to get even bigger and more exciting into the future.
And do you get time for your PhD? Because you're so busy.
No, it's not finished yet.
I mean, where do you get the time to read and write? Do you write or perish in academia?
I spend too much time reading. This is the trouble. And then I write poetry and I'm not writing my thesis. This is the trouble.
But I guess it ties into what you're studying because it's literature.
Yeah, it absolutely does. You know, at the very start of my PhD, I sort of really thought that I was just really focused on, you know, listening to all of these amazing words and writers around me. And it took me a little while to start to feel confident in my own voice and my own contribution to that.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, really amazing to actually be myself a contributor in that space.
Yeah.
So I sort of have to pinch myself when things like the Black and Bright Festival come around and I'm like, oh, my God, I get to come to this.
Yeah, so but you've already been at the Wheeler Centre, winning a fellowship there. It's a prestigious place in Melbourne. So, congratulations for that achievement. It's really big. It's not a small feat.
Yeah, that was a really fantastic opportunity, and I'm so excited to be. You know, I've been working with Tony Birch as my mentor for that, and I'm just so excited to be able to share the work that I've been, you know, building up over the last couple of months. And so, you know, next year that's going to be a book, and it'll be something, you know, and then I'll be able to ask people, have you read my book, which will be a lot of fun. So yeah, it's amazing that opportunity is there, and I'm really excited to hear who's been given these fellowships for next year, because it's such an amazing opportunity. And I'm just, you know, really glad that the Wheeler Centre took the chance on this project and then brought so many amazing writers into the room.
Yeah, before the launch of your book, please let us know when
it's to you. Don't
coming
worry.
Up. Definitely, I would like to read it and actually just review it on air. I got hooked actually on Indigenous literature, because now every time a book is coming out, I read it. Sometimes I'll do a piece, and most of the time, because I'm discovering actually not hidden but untold stories, and this is what I like the most about, is just finding out about a country I've been living in for so long, but a country I didn't know, and I didn't know about the first peoples, the actual real owners of the country, you know. I didn't know anything, and I'm just rediscovering it through literature and through events like this.
And literature is just like such a beautiful way to actually learn that, you know. It's a really wonderful way to expand your horizons and to listen to voices that maybe you wouldn't necessarily have bumped into on the street, which is, I think, why we should be really celebrating, you know, celebrating all of this diversity and this, you know, this new burst of publishing in our communities.
sbs.com.au